Hi, everybody. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
Where I beat it first. Yay!
Yay! Hooray!
I beat it first. Man. Happy Monday.
Now mostly glitch free. We'll see. We'll see how long it goes.
We'll see. My camera is on the fritz, and I don't know if it's the software we're using for the video conferencing, or just the camera software itself fucked something up with its last update, or NVIDIA fucked stuff up. Who knows? I went to install an NVIDIA software pack, an SDK, and it couldn't open up a DLL because I couldn't find it. So thanks, NVIDIA.
Hey, you know, if they're not going to like release good graphics cards, they're going to release buggy software. So why not, right?
I mean, yeah, that's a really, really good observation, Jason. Spot on.
Absolutely.
So now we're unfortunately, if you're on you're on Twitch, we're raw dogging it with no background blur.
I got mine. I'm still cool, but yeah, we're keeping it like simple, I guess, for the views, man, for the gram. We're making sure that we're being our authentic selves here. For your viewing pleasure. And by viewing, I mean watching us stream live on twitch.tv/ibeatitfirst. You can watch us every Monday that we're streaming. And you can do that. Hooray. Yeah. There's my plug. I did it. I'm plug man. Like and subscribe.
All the things. Make All sure you ring things. That you ding-a-ling ding that bell to get notified when we go live.
Oh my Lord. What are you drinking, Eric? I noticed that you had whiskey as well, which we did not plan, and I'm kind of proud of us for that.
It's just Bullet.
Hey, you know what? That's what I got too. Cheers.
Hey, Bullet Rye.
Bullet Rye. Hey, you can't go wrong with that. So now that I've moved to Oregon, something I didn't really think I talked about, like the tax on liquor up here is insane. It's like almost 40% or something like that. So two-factor. In Oregon, you can't buy liquor in a grocery store. So like, for example, Costco. My Costco doesn't have liquor in it, which sucks balls because that's like one of the biggest things for Costco, right? Is the booze. And not
which
having
I
that.
I still attest is stupid because in Florida, there is a separate shop that's like built into the building, but there's a wall dividing it so that you go out the front door and then you go back into the liquor store and you don't even need to have a Costco card to go in and buy liquor at Costco prices.
Right. Right. And so it boggles my mind that they don't have it here. So the only way that I can get Costco liquor is I have to drive across the border to Washington and then I can get it from there. But again, they have really crazy high liquor taxes on both the bottle itself and liquor in its all. So the same Bullet bottle that I can get in Arizona for like $30 is like $75 up here. So when I drove down to Arizona like over Christmas, I bought 4 bottles. Just like, man, I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of this. So hopefully that'll last me like a month or something like that. That'll be nice.
Yeah. So I saw it when I was there last. I was there last week. I just like looked next to the garage door and I'm like, stocking up on the Bullet, huh? Because there were like 4 big 1.5-liter bottles.
gotta have the juice, man. Gotta have the juice.
Oh, everybody on Twitter or Twitch can also see the I Beat It First E3 2017 like thing that we gave out. Right,
oh,
over
just
here.
Barely. Like I'm looking at the stream and I'm only seeing it.
Oh yeah, it gets cut off. Damn. That part gets cut off. Oh well.
I have mine sitting around here somewhere. I don't know. Hold on, my cat's like begging to get out of this room. 1 second.
Your cat was going nuts, man. Yes. I know. Yeah. So yeah, Bull, probably NVIDIA, your camera's messing up too. Yeah, and I updated to the latest driver. NVIDIA Broadcast is not the latest thing, but this version of Broadcast, like Chris and I were playing with it, and it can't, like my 3060 can't do anything other than the regular stuff on it.
Yeah, the old version, like you could turn on some features. Granted, there's more in this updated version of Broadcast, but you could turn on some features and it'd be okay. You'd still be able to play games, all just like that. You turn on all the features now, you're chugging, dude. Like, yeah. There's shit ton that like you can just see the GPU usage just go through the roof. And it's just like, how am I going to like play a game or do anything else while running all these features? Now, granted, I don't need to all the time, so it's not that big of a thing. But if I was like hardcore into all the features, you'd have to upgrade. And I guess maybe yeah.
Like if you were streaming a PC game or something like that for it, you definitely would have to make sure that you turn it down. Like the camera has to go off completely. Yeah, the latest version, it supports older cards.
Well, what's considered oldest?
Older cards. Yeah,
what is an oldest card? Like, is it a 30 series? Because then that's kind of bullshit. Is it a 10? Then yeah, okay, well, I get that.
No, 20 series you could still use NVIDIA Broadcast on previously. It was the 1080s and whatnot that you could barely get below. Yeah, anything below a 3080 though. But even that, Chris's 3080, he turned on like chugging one of the features and it chugged for him too. Like it didn't go into the red like it was for us before, but it was like peaking in the yellow continuously. So even his 3080 doesn't work really well. So I guess my thought is that it requires more of the Tensor cores within it in order to process. And they keep adding more and more AI cores into it. I love that they just call them AI cores now because people don't want to say Tensor. But yeah, they keep putting more of those AI cores in there to do all the AI things. And that's where like it's coming up. Either way, it's ridiculously stupid.
Oh, all fun.
Yeah. Everything's fun in games until you can't stream your shit.
Yeah. And we're getting to that point. I mean, I'm so old that to me, you know, the 30 series was still, that just came out like 2 years ago, right? It's barely been anything. I mean, because like you got to remember COVID, like that didn't count any time. So like 30 series is still just 2 years ago to me.
Yeah. And that's it. Well, and I mean, sure, it's now a 4-year-old card, you would say, for it because you got it. But you also couldn't get them for the longest time. So like I didn't get mine until 2022 when they finally weren't fucking overpriced for a 3060. It was still overpriced. Like I paid over MSRP for my card. But it's just ridiculous. It's kind of
like
dumb.
Feeling it's like the PlayStation where like, you know, it feels like we just got the PlayStation 5 still. And it's like, what, 8 years, 7 years now?
No.
What is it?
5 years.
I thought it was like six or at least.
No, it came out in November of 2020.
2020? Fuck. See?
Yeah. COVID not even 5 years, actually. It'll be 5 years this year. So we're halfway through the cycle, though. That's the thing. Its standard life cycle for a console is 8 years. The PS5 just came out at the 4-year mark for it, which is actually a little, or the PS5 Pro just came out at the 4-year mark, which is actually a little early for the Pro. So now we got to go through the whole wait and see cycle with that, unless they're going to come out with it earlier. But right now, everything's saying that it's going to come out in 2028. So, you know, good times to be had by all, everybody.
Good point.
Oh, man. All right. Well, do we want to get on to the news?
Let's do some news. Video game podcast. Okay. Let's talk about video game bullshit.
Some video games. Only a little bit.
And tech. Nerd shit. We'll talk about all the nerd shit.
All right. First and foremost, Warner Brothers Discovery shut down 3 game studios in these last few weeks.
Yeah. And I'm a little upset about this. Not because Warner Brothers has been pumping out like great games for a long time. I mean, they've had their hand in a lot of stuff. I mean, I've been replaying Witcher right now, and obviously Warner Brothers was part of the publishing on that. But the biggest one that I wanted to kind of gripe about was the Nemesis system. You know, Warner Brothers released Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War, and easily had one of the best new systems in gaming that came out in the last, like, you know, 10 years, where the game graphically and systematically wasn't anything spectacular. But that Nemesis system was so groundbreaking, made that game amazingly fun and made me excited to go in and play it and like take down these fuckers. And it just expanded out on the whole thing. Then Warner Brothers did the most Warner Brothers thing where they went out there and patented it and made it so that you couldn't use it anymore unless you came to them. And then, of course, they then shut themselves down. I think Eric froze as well and shut down his things. So now this fantastic game system of the Nemesis program is stuck with them probably until who knows however long. And there's so many games that would benefit from that. Just so many. And it makes me sad.
And you know that they're not going to license it out. At some point, they're just going to do a tax write-off thing and be like, oh, yeah, it's just gone. It never existed. But it's the same thing as they've already shut down their Super Smash Brothers like clone, which came out during COVID in beta form. So like it was just like sitting there in beta form for a little while. Then they closed it down and it didn't come out for like a year and a half later. So the game's only been out like a year and a half. And it's getting shut down in April. It's ridiculous. Wow. It's like, why? I understand, you know, you guys are probably hemorrhaging money, but you probably shouldn't have, like, done all that weird shit with Discovery Channel and whatnot.
I mean, that's some Concord bullshit right there.
Oh, man. Jesus. All right. So, Pokemon Zaw. Is what I'm gonna call it now. Jason put this into the notes as Pokemon ZA or whatever still looks like ass. It is now forever going to be Pokemon ZA. it's gonna be a pizza pie.
Hey, Pikachu, you know, pizza, get your Pokemon ZA.
Hey, give me a slice of pie. I want some ZA. But yes, you're right, Jason. It looks like complete and utter dog shit in comparison to what it should look like now. And I feel like they're just like making tweaks to the same engine and just continuing on that and not doing anything.
1000% agree. I think all they're doing is be like, look, we got this cash cow. Why reinvent anything? They're like Call of Duty-ing it. They're like, let's not change anything. Let's not do anything. These kids and like collectors just buy this shit up anyway. Let's just print money instead of putting any effort behind it, which is sad. I mean, I've never been a huge fan of Pokemon, like to the point of just like, I gotta have every single one or anything, or all the games.
You've never said I gotta catch them all.
No, I never said. Well, I did when I was in high school. I, you know, on the Blue and Red, that blew me away with the having to trade. So much fun. But ever since then, it's just been like, yeah, you know, they're okay games, but they're easy and they don't look good and they're not challenging. It's just like, I don't see on how it's so hard, especially when we have like stuff that has come out like Pal World, obviously not on the Switch, but I'm just saying like the idea is out there that people want more from the genre.
Pal World looks better. Yeah.
So much better. And I'm kind of going off a tangent here right now, but, you know, a good example is that Dragon Quest just announced a whole golfing line. And it's because they're like, hey, you know what? Dragon Quest has been around for so long that our original, like, fans are now grandparents. And they're probably fucking golfing. So we're going to make some silver slime golf balls and like all kinds of bullshit that's going to be out. They haven't like released what it is yet. It's going to be at like some Japanese golfing tournament thingy. But
that means yeah, it's not coming like, to the US. And I want to buy one silver slime golf ball.
Oh, for sure. Same. Yeah. I mean, I would love to have like, anyway, like that's the reason. Like, and here's a great example of like a brand being like, hey, we recognize that while this game was made for kids, you all are old as fuck now, and here's what you're doing now. And I think that's so great. Like, I would love to have, like, a King Slime, like, golf cover. I don't have a golf bag, let alone mini golfs, to necessitate a golf cover. But I would love to have one of those.
I still have my clubs.
Oh, I got rid of mine when I moved. I was just like, when the fuck? And, yeah, just
chuck. Nah, I keep them. I mean, they're not cheap. So, no, yeah, it's not a cheap set of clubs. So it's just like, yeah, I'll keep it. It sits in the garage because I don't really go out. And you can't take your own clubs to Topgolf a lot of the time. So, yeah, so it's dumb. You know, it is what it is. But, man, I want some of that golf shit now.
Yeah. So, okay, anyway, back to my tangent. That, like I said, like, why can't, like, Game Freak and all the jazz, like, be like, hey, we know that you guys have been doing this a whole bunch. Like, I'm not asking for, like, Pokemon Dog Fighting Edition with real blood. I'm not asking for anything like that. I'm just saying, like, hey, give us a game that's going to be, like, a little bit more challenging with Pokemon. It doesn't have to be just like press X and hope that you get your Pokemon or find the shinies. Like that's the only thing I'm saying.
Well, Arceus was supposed to be a little bit harder for it, and they made it kind of that open world, but it looked like dog shit still.
Yeah.
Like, just make a new engine. It's not that hard. Make a new engine that visually, like, it's there. It looks great. And you don't have to worry about it. And then it'll just continue on. Like, just think back to when it came out on, like, the N64. And you had Colosseum. And then you had Pokemon Snap. And Pokemon Snap that came out on the Switch looks so much better than anything that you get from any of the Pokemon games. It's like, why?
I mean, there are, get better. Of course, and there are games that look good on the Switch. Can't just be like, oh, it's a Switch limitations. You're just like, nah, there's big open world games that exist that look just as good and, or better. And so it's definitely possible.
Well, and look, Pokemon Snap came out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like, your argument is invalid, people, because another Pokemon game came out that looks really good, but this still looks like a pixelated dog shit.
I guess we'll just see.
The world may never know.
Oh, it will know. It's crap.
Okay, apparently Jason is an old man, and he no longer understands the digital TCG of Pokemon.
This is the other thing that came, like, so, like the digital idea of a trading card game, like, it's been out there. Like, obviously, you have the Yu-Gi-Oh games. You have like, Magic the Gathering has a few. I mean, what's the ESO has made, Elder Scrolls has tried making digital games. Hearthstone, there's a bunch. I get it. Mm-hmm. But then there's this new game that I looked at. Oh, Gwent. But these are all card games, like collector card games to play the actual game. Yeah. Now there's just trading cards to trade the cards and be like, hey, I drew.
That's not even a TCG then. That's not even
I drew my digital version of the card.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, they're basically, I think what they were looking to do is just completely remove the high-end collector value out of them so that you no longer get these super fucking expensive-ass cards that are very limited release or whatnot. That's the only thing I can think of.
I have no idea. Or, you know, it's just like, hey, like, this day and age, it's also crazy on how many people, like, murder to buy packs of Pokemon at the store, like actual cards. And so they're just like, maybe if we just make a digital version, you can be like, you can open digital packs and not pay, you know, scalpers and all that jazz. Maybe. I have no idea. But
just opening the digital packs, though, are like good enough, in my opinion, because there is a card store simulator and you open packs as part of it. And like just having the packs on there and you just like go through and you. Maybe you do some small tasks and that allows you to buy more or something like that. You know, get your fucking allowance from your parent. And then you buy more and then you open packs. Like, that's fine if you want to get that like gratification thing. But yeah, that's stupid. And it's funny that you put this on there because literally like a day or two ago, we were telling Ronan about how they price like trading cards and process and why some cards are worth way more than others and so many things. And like we started with Pokemon and then it was like, okay, here's really good examples. And we went to like baseball cards. Shannon was like doing toy trains, which if you get like those old model trains, some of those are really fucking expensive too. But yeah, it was like baseball cards. It's like, remember Christmas Chronicles when Santa goes to the restaurant and they're trying to swap out, they're just trying to get like a car so that they can drive around somewhere. He tries trading this guy a Mickey Mantle rookie card and then the wife tears it up. He's like, yeah, I'm like, that card has sold for $7 million at auction.
Whoopsie.
Condition. Mickey Mantle rookie card, $7 million. So just explaining some of those things. And it's, yeah.
Just have your son watch Last Action Hero. Or not Last Action Hero. What's the Christmas one? Jingle All the Way.
Oh, Jingle All the Way with
this. That's yeah, basically but, the thing.
Yeah, but that's no, that's not the same thing.
He could have bought it for like the $1,000 or whatever Sinbad was asking, but no, he had to.
Oh yeah, that's. I mean, that's true. But that thing was not worth $1,000. Turbo Mans are not worth $1,000.
I'm sorry to tell you this, guys. None of this shit's worth that much.
Just like it's the cool Tickle Me Elmos.
They exactly just like the Tickle Me Elmos. Holy fuck, world. But like the nukes start falling. That Mickey Mantle card is not going to help you do much. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you sell it before the nukes start falling, guys. So you've got about a year to sell this Mickey Mantle card again.
Yeah, but you got $7 million of dirt. Whatever. All right. Anyway, before we get done,
you can use it to I don't know buy a couple of beans later on.
There you go. I'm just, I guess trading card games have never been my forte. In like, I have, like, I think we talked about this before. I have the full, like, X-Men collectors, like, series and shit like that. It's worth garbage now, but I have, like, the whole thing. I used to love collecting the cards back when it was fun. With all these people scalping all that jazz, I just don't understand the appeal anymore. And I'm out. I'm long out, including digitally. I just don't care. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It is the dumbest fucking shit possible. All right. Microsoft has unveiled Muse, a generative AI model trained on the game Bleeding Edge, capable of understanding 3D environments and physics to generate gameplay scenarios. Ugh. We're getting there, guys. They made video game programmers make a game to train an AI model to put them out of jobs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's the same thing. Like, I don't believe AI is just going to, like, destroy everyone's job and stuff like that. It'll transform jobs. Like, so just like the assembly line, just like other, like, big things okay. are changing.
Hang on. If you think for 1 second that these fuckers won't jump at the chance to have a game made by AI completely and circumvent all of that stuff that they have to do, they're 100% going to do it because they're the fucking worst people imaginable.
But we're nowhere near being like, hey, AI, make me a game set in, like, medieval times with magic swords and it being, like, something even remotely good. So, I mean, you're still going to have QA. You're still going to have people go in there, write the right prompts and all that jazz like that. Like, if you're worried about your programming job, you should be looking at how to, like, write prompts and how to, like, program for AI to get what you want out of it. It's a change to your job. And if you're just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit here and do the same thing. Then
I'm
that's,
just
it's
draining
you being,
the AI.
It's you being a curmudgeon. That's not. Oh, they took our jobs. The AI took my jobs. It's like, no, you let your job be like dissolved. Like you'd be like, hey, I'm a candle person that goes around and lights the streetlights by fire because we don't have electricity yet. And then electricity comes back. Like, nah, that shit won't stick around. It's just a fad. I'm not going to like try to learn anything else. And all of a sudden, like, fuck, we don't need a candle lighter to come around and light up shit anymore. And you're just like, damn it, electricity took my job. Fuck electricity. Like, no, dude. Like,
screw you, yeah. Nikola Tesla. That's what they would say
That's
in Europe.
Right. That's right.
And here they'd be like, screw you, Thomas Edison.
But who knows? I mean, it's just going to be. So anyway, like we said, there's a big change to that whole thing. That aside, I also don't know how excited I would be to play an AI game, specifically a procedurally generated AI game. Like the first one that comes to my mind that would just blow my mind or just that has me scared is a No Man's Sky clone of like, hey, here's literally infinite. Like, go. I think I talked about this last month, but as just like a completionist, I am like wanting to do it all. And that'd be just impossible. But, you know, that's how we get to like Ready Player One scenarios where it's just like, hey, you just live in the game.
Yeah. And I guess, so there's a difference between the AI coming in, like, or them using AI to make an entire game as opposed to like the need for somebody to learn something new. To adjust their trade to use it, because that's the part that you need to do. And that's the same thing, the same argument we've had before where, you know, like the AI art and stuff like that, that somebody created something using AI art and they're like, that's not art. But the art of creating the prompts that he had to do, like so many things, in order to get this amazing looking image. Like, that's an art in and of itself.
Takes work. It does. Like, granted, is it not the same work as putting ink to paper? Of course not. But it does take work. And so I agree that there's a happy medium that we have to find. And I honestly don't think that I'll be alive to finally recognize that. But I think it's going to be a fun ride to see what happens.
We're all going to die in nuclear winter. And like,
that's true. Oh yeah. I think there's a movie already made about that called War Games or something like that. And hey, that's,
would you like to play thermonuclear warfare? Sure.
Okay. Oh God. Now we're really dating ourselves. All right. Anyway.
All right. Well, keeping in this vein, and Ronan's watched War Games. He liked it.
Nice.
Yeah, keeping in the vein of AI, Activision was forced to confirm that they used AI in Call of Duty due to Steam's disclosure policies. So they use it to make textures and certain things like that, which is just lazy.
Well, I mean, it's Call of Duty. Like,
Call of Duty is lazy too.
I'll put that in the channel of just like, wow, that kind of is shocking, but like no duh. Like it'd be like someone coming up being like, hey, Paris Hilton drinks. It's just like, oh shit. Or Drake likes some young. It's just like, oh yeah, that's like unfortunate to know. That's unfortunate to know, but that's really not shocking anybody right now. So bummer, I guess. So it's just
wait. Did you see that last night on the Oscars, Conan O'Brien actually made a joke about Drake being a pedophile?
Serious? That's awesome. I didn't even know the Oscars were on.
They got like halfway through, and he's like, all right, we're at the midpoint, so now it's about time to bring out Kendrick Lamar so he can call Drake a pedophile. I just started laughing. Well, keeping in that vein, Hulu fucked up the Oscars for so many people. The beginning of it was like Netflix issues, to where like Netflix had all those issues with the Logan Paul or Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight with all the buffering, and they fixed it. But then they set a hard time for the Oscars to end, and it wasn't done. So they did Best Actor. They still had Best Actress and Best Picture. And halfway through the Best Actress nominees, it ended. And it said, this broadcast has ended. It's no longer available. Thanks for watching.
And wow.
I was pissed. I looked on the internet, and everybody was fucking pissed. I'm like, oh, good. It wasn't just me. Like, I spent all this time. I just wanted to see, like, the big ones are Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Picture. Like, that's the ones that you want to see.
I mean, when anyone cares about, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, fuck.
Wow. That's it's crazy. So
ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, man.
Did they fix it, or was it just like, nope, fuck off?
Nope. It just went. Holy and shit. It was like, by the time that I remembered, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I can switch to the antenna, because I was like trying a few different things, like close the Hulu app and reopen it and see if it starts up again. And I'm like, well, I guess I can pull up the antenna and switch to that. And by the time that I pulled up the antenna and got down through the channels back or to the ABC 15 one, it was over.
Wow.
And I was like, mother fuckers.
You had to look it up online. Like, uh-huh. I'm going to after this podcast.
Yes. I had to look it up online, just like you are. It was the same movie won Best Actress and Best Picture. It was actually a movie that I wanted to see, but we didn't get a chance to see it in theaters. Because I knew Shannon would probably want to see it. It looks pretty good. Oh, man. Anyways, from our divergence there.
That's okay. I'm still a little floored that Hulu did that. That's...
Oh, yeah, no, so was I. I looked at it and said, who puts a hard end on the Oscars?
And can you imagine if they did that like for the Super Bowl or something like that? It was just, overtime. I guess this is ended the broadcast. It's over. Like,
done. Holy shit. Yeah. It was insane. I could not believe that. It's like 8:36. So I think what they did is they gave like 5 minutes extra, and they're like, it won't go over by more than 5 minutes. No way. It'll be done by then. The Oscars never go over. They never run long.
But it wasn't Gerard running it this time, so.
True. But I did like seeing Adrian Brody when he got his best Oscar or best actor one. He was doing his thing and they started playing the music and he's like, turn the music off. Stop playing it. It's not like I haven't been here before. Turn it off. And they shut the music off.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, man, that's why I like Adrian Brody.
Wow.
Anyways, Assassin's Creed Shadows has been pushed to March. Well, it is March now, but it got pushed back for more dev time. It probably needs more dev time than that. But although, no, it's been what? It's been over 2 years since the last one, right?
It's been a good chunk of time. Yeah. And honestly, though, I'm glad they did a little bit, because to me, this is like their absolute last chance. Like, I am just like, if you can't give us a good game and you can't bog it down with bullshit and microtransactions and just like a grind that's just not fun, like, I'm just like never going to buy an Ubisoft game again. Like, it's just going to be that simple. So, I mean, like, this is their final chance. I was glad to see that they pushed it back. Obviously, it's still not out at time of this broadcast, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just being salty about it, but to me, it's just like I'm over all of their BS and their quadruple A games. So I'm ready for something to be good here. And they have a lot of competition this year with Ghost of Tsushima coming out with their sequel as well. So, I mean, it's just like, it'll be interesting to see how it does. And I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I'm not. So, but, all right. CD Projekt Red merch goes hard, is what Jason says. But you know who else's merch goes hard? WinRAR. WinRAR's merch goes hard, man.
was it official WinRAR merch?
Yeah, they sold out of all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me. It's all ugly as hell, which is kind of a like awesome, but I wish it looked just a little bit better. Just a little bit better.
Book bag was fucking awesome. That was the one that sold me. I'm like, that, like, they went so out of pocket with that one. It is amazing.
Because I would have bought a hat. I haven't paid for WinRAR in like 30 years, but I would have bought a hat.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the jacket was kind of cool, but that was a fucking expensive ass jacket.
And it was just
the,
like,
hoodies were expensive. Yeah. And they chose, I forget the line, but they chose like the most expensive line, it feels like, to do it, and everything was like astronomically high except for the bag. The book bag was actually a reasonable price for that,
because I think that you're right, Eric, on how like they put it all into that book bag. They're like, we want to sell this, and everyone's just like, you got to give us at least like 10 products. And you're just like, fuck, all right, we'll just design something and like real quick, here you go, here's 100 other, like 10 other things, like let's put this up, but we just want to sell this bag.
If they put up a t-shirt that just says, I just whipped the llama's ass, I would have bought it.
Wow.
Oh,
wait, that's Winamp.
Oh, no, Winamp. Yeah, damn it.
That's Winamp. Yeah.
Winamp. Like, but that's another one of those things that's like, you never paid for it. Come on.
All those skins. Winamp was the dope shit, man.
Those people that were programming those skins back in the day, that wasn't easy back then. Like, that code was not fun. Okay, but talk about CDPRs.
Oh, so, I mean, like, I'm, like I said before, I'm replaying The Witcher, having a grand old time with it. So just went on their website, real fun. And holy fuck, they have a crap ton of really cool shit, including a statue of a place of power that has interchangeable, like, glyphs or symbols for the place of power that all light up. It's crazy. And then what's cool about it,
how,
and I'm probably gonna blow
that, though,
it's like $180, but but what's cool about it is that I'm probably blowing up their spot. Like, if you go look at it and like obviously give them your email, they send you like 50% off codes all the time. Like I at like looked at it once and they've sent like me like three different codes being like, dude, it's on sale. It's on sale. Like, come on, give us money. And they have a whole bunch of cool ass cyberpunk stuff. Like anyway, if you like Witcher, if you like cyberpunk, go check out their merch shit, man. It's actually really surprising. I was just like, holy crap, this is some quality stuff, including a dap kit. You never see video game companies be like, here's a dap kit for all of your toiletries. It's got the Witcher symbol on it. It's just like, holy shit, why? Okay, I kind of want this.
Keeping a vein with, they realize how old their audience now is.
Hey, you know what? There it is. You need to keep all of your like medications and toiletries together, you old fuck. Here you go. Pretend you're still hardcore. Pretend you're still hardcore.
Oh my God. That's great. All right. AMD has launched a tactical nuke at NVIDIA with their 9070 series. Like, 100%. We still don't get actual benchmarks until tomorrow, but man, if the benchmark results are where they, like, everyone's saying they're at, they're fucking destroying NVIDIA as long as they keep stock in this like generation.
It all comes down to those benchmarks for sure, but seeing that price, what was the price, the final price?
$549 and $599.
$549 and $599. Just, oh. If you get anywhere close to benchmarks, number one, and it doesn't burn down your apartment or house, number two, then like there's no competition here. And that is going to be massive. I think we talked about this last month too. It was just like, if they do undercut them hardcore, thinking like, hey, we're going to be able to do this, and they can prove that they're able to do it for cheaper, I think you're going to see a lot of heads turn.
Yeah. And the thing is so, and this is going to sound weird to use this as a comparison, but early like rumblings coming out from it, from people that have been doing testing and whatnot, are saying that the 9070 and the 9070 XT are very comparable to 4080s. Which you go, well, why would I care about that? Because the 5080 is out now. The 5080 is right there with the 4080. It is negligible. It's a rounding error between those two. So performance wise, man, the fact that they're going to hit that and be sub 600 for both cards is really good. Those are the ones that it's like, I go, okay, maybe that's what I would jump to.
I mean, at this day and age, you know, if like, because I think we talked about this last month, where it's just like, if their focus is going to be solely on AI and they're going to isolate or abandon their gamer base, then what? Why do I need to be beholden to them still?
Yeah, it's ridiculously stupid. Oh man, yeah, it's so so bad, and that kind of brings us to the next one a little bit, because OpenAI is just like us, everybody. They can't get GPUs either. They're completely out of GPUs for doing expansion, and they can't get shit. All because NVIDIA is shit in the bed on production and everything. And we haven't even talked about the 11% failure rate that these cards are having.
That's insane.
Cards that aren't even hitting the benchmarks that they should be hitting.
Is that including the fires?
Yeah, that's including the fires and stuff. So that's including the melting, but we're talking like processors just going out, processors not hitting the benchmarks that they should be, like 5080s hitting like 5070 Ti numbers, stuff like that. Like the binning was bad. There's so many things wrong with just this whole generation right now that NVIDIA's got huge problems trying to come out of the fucking like dark with these ones.
But I'm invested in them hardcore, but that sucks.
Yeah, but you would think though that they would have that with their focus more on AI and everything, that they would have their servers ready, like all their server sets and everything like that. And they don't, because it's not like OpenAI is only using like 40 series and 50 series cards and shit like that. No, they're using the big ass ones, the giant fucking server sets, and they can't get them either. So I don't know. Sucks to be you.
I guess it's
OpenAI. Welcome to the party.
Yeah, welcome to the party, guys. Like, I mean, at the same time, it's just kind of like, is it just because? I mean, it's obviously production issues, but I'm just wondering, like, if it's just like production issues because we're in such high demand, or production issues because we have no idea what we're fucking doing. And, you know, that, I guess we won't know for a while.
Yeah. I think I remember hearing something about, some people were saying that they were using a new, like, manufacturing process with them, and that could be part of the problem. But either way, man, it's a wrong time to switch to a manufacturing process that, you know, is fucking everything up. Because not only do you have it just being overall disappointing, you've got bad failure rates, you've got a lack of cards out in the field itself. And think of that. That's an 11% failure rate on the amount of cards that are out there. And that's not that many cards.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a really good point too, because as we know, it's been a struggle for anyone to even get them too. Yeah.
And how many of them are still just sitting there in scalper's inventory?
I'm going to pretend not many, just because I don't want to believe in that world.
Oh no, I'm going to pretend that there's a lot, because they all sat there and they bought them all. They bought them all thinking they were going to turn a profit. And everyone's like, I can just buy this 40 series that's still on the shelves right now.
No, I don't want that. But yes.
I mean, nobody wants it. Scalpers suck. Scalpers piss me off. God, who was it that was selling theirs through their Discord? Yeah, one of them was selling their graphics cards through their Discords, through their Discord, and it was hilarious because there's better bot moderation in Discord.
Oh my god!
Than there is on the internet.
Holy shit! I was just like, what has it been? But yeah, holy.
They were taking they weren't necessarily selling it through Discord. They were doing the queuing up and everything like that, and then they would be able to vet the people. And then notify them and say, okay, here you go. Here's your link to purchase it.
Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, genius. Because, I mean, like, why not use another system if they have better processes than you do?
Yeah.
And can get access to whatever. I don't know. That's kind of cool.
Hey, I'm going to look it up. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Well, I mean, like, it has to be. Because there hasn't been a big demand on anything else but NVIDIA chips, right? So... if it's Intel, I'll laugh.
Zotac did it. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, Zotac fights GPU scalpers by selling 50 series cards through their Discord. I was going to say Zotac, but I didn't want to be like wrong with that and just kind of like just go off and, you know, not fact check myself.
I'm going to give you a few points for fact checking, Eric. That's good.
Thank you. I love them points, man. Love them points. All right. And finally, and I'm sure Jason and I might talk a little bit longer than normal on this one.
Oh, God.
Sony's PSN outage recompense is now rolling out to everybody. And if you've got PlayStation Plus, you get 5 extra days of PS Plus. Yay!
Like, why? Why even bother at that point? Like, it's just like, I get it. They're down for like barely 24 hours.
No, they were down for more than 24 hours.
I thought it was like 22.
Mm. Maybe 22.
But regardless, like basically a day. And, you know, it's the largest outage that they've had in like 11 years. Like, it's been a long ass time since anything. This is the big deal for it to even happen at all. And for them to come back after just a day, okay, you get 5 times the outage in benefits. It's just like, I get where the headspace is in that. If this was your friend Mike down the street who borrowed your lawnmower for longer than they planned for.
Yeah, he owes you like 3 more beers.
Right, exactly. This is a multi-billion dollar like corporation. Where it's just like, hey, we know that you're giving us money to prevent this exact thing, and we didn't do that. So we're just going to like say we're going to continue doing that for 5 extra days on your behalf. Just feels just like kind of like screw you. Like it'd be like you order food off Uber Eats and the guy like drives it to like, I don't know, not your house, leaves it out like in a baseball field, takes a picture of it, and Uber is just like, we'll give you 5% off next order. We're not going to refund you though, but here's 5% off next order. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, it's out in a field somewhere. I don't live there. Like, this makes no sense. And so it's just like this, it just feels a little cheap in my opinion.
I have two issues. I don't remember if we talked about this before, like previous podcast episodes, but during COVID we were ordering, like we'd order food and sure. We ordered Five Guys like twice in 1 week because we're only wanting cheeseburgers and blah, blah, blah. The first time that we ordered it, the food doesn't show up. Like, I don't know where the fucking food is. So we think, put in a thing with Uber Eats and they're like, okay, well, we'll refund you. I'm like, okay. They ask for proof. So the proof is always a picture of your doorstep. Have you walked around the property? Picture in the back, like all over the place, nothing. So we order again because we're like, we still need to fucking eat, and it's way too late to pull something out of the freezer so that I can cook something like that. So it came, and the food came that time. Then a few days later, Ron's like, I want cheeseburgers again. We're like, all right, fine, we'll get cheeseburgers.
Cheaper.
That doesn't show up, and I'm watching the guy. Like, basically, like, I'm watching the guy circle our neighborhood because we lived in like this one long neighborhood that was gated. So it was like this really small subdivision. It was gated and everything like that. And he's driving around because he couldn't fucking read directions. The directions specifically say what road to turn on, what road to enter through, the code, like whole nine yards. It's like we had it down. And if you didn't read the directions, you would have no idea what's going on with it. But so we're sitting there, I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, it's like delivered. And I'm like, he never came down our street. Never once. I like nothing at all. So we're sitting there. I go out, take photos all over, send it to Uber Eats. They're like, okay, we'll refund you. Order another one. Food comes. So.
Like, don't they take a picture and send it to you? Like,
pictures. They didn't take pictures on these ones. This is during COVID, so they were like, sure. people were just coming out of the woodwork to make money off of this.
Sure, yeah.
So it turns out the first one ends up at a neighbor's house, but they're not home at all. And it's just like sitting at their front door, and our house is like backed up to each other. We had like this shared driveway, and our garages faced each other. And it, like one time I just like sat there and I'm like, I'm going to go look and see. Yep. Oh, there it is. It's sitting on the neighbor's. And there was a fucking strawberry milkshake with that too. And I'm like, this all gross and going into the garbage. And then the other one got left at the exit portion of our area, just out on the curb.
Like that's worse. If you're going to like deliver it somewhere that's like obviously not going to, like just steal the food at that point. Like just steal the food.
Just eat it. It's fine. You got three burgers. One of them's got jalapenos. So I hope that you can handle at least a tiny amount of heat. and a fuck ton of fries because it's Five Guys.
Yeah.
Fine. Shannon got Five Guys like while I was in Oregon and they like had leftover fries. And I was like, okay, so it's like I was making burgers tonight. And I was like, well, we'll just, you know, reheat those fries and Ronan will have fries. I go to put them into the toaster oven and it fills the entire toaster oven. Good because
well,
the second portion of a small fry filled an entire toaster oven.
Well, there's got to be a reason why you're paying $50 for three hamburgers.
Yes. I mean,
those fries.
They're not that bad, actually. Their burgers are way cheaper pricey than a lot of places.
Ugh, maybe in serious?
Yeah, they're not that bad actually. Obviously, it's like, you know, you could do Applebee's.
No, God, no.
Chili's. No. And get
I could eat dirt
burgers
outside too. Yeah. No,
okay. But yeah. Anyways, back to the PSN. It's fucking bullshit. Sure, they gave you five times the amount of time that you missed out on. And you missed out on it. It's fine. My PlayStation was basically a goddamn brick.
Mm-hmm.
Mine
wasn't. I was playing Witcher, which doesn't need anything.
Yeah. Because you had the disc version for it. But right. It couldn't authenticate anything either.
Right.
So I couldn't connect up and like have it authenticate. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit because I bought Metaphor. I want to finish Metaphor for the second time on Regicide mode, but I can't. And then I had to go downstairs and watch TV instead. And then Jason or Chris finally messaged up. He's like, PSN's back up. I'm like, I'm watching TV. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's so. I mean, so I'm not trying to come off and be like petty and be like, oh, whatever, that's not big enough. I would have rather them said, you get nothing. Like, fuck off. Yeah. Like, it was down for a day. Like, mm-hmm. we're not even gonna say anything. We're just gonna be like, sorry, it was down. You know, we're back. Now, I would have been like, hey, that's lame, but whatever, and let it go. For them to be like, sorry, here's your penance. Eat the cake. It's just like, fuck you, man. Like who gives a shit about this stuff?
Five you push days. Back all my renewal just, date by 5 days.
Exactly. You're just fucking with everybody's renewal dates now. At that point, is all you're doing.
And it's just I had it perfectly timed out.
Exactly. Exactly. I get my rewards, then I buy my renewal. Now it's all messed up. No. So, yeah. Stupid. Stupid. And annoying.
It is honestly the dumbest fucking thing. And they could have done so much better with it. But no.
So much better. Like I said, this is the entire thing that we're even paying them for. They fucked it up. And instead of just being like, yeah, sorry, our bad. They're just like, hey, shut up. Here's 5 cents. And it's just like, I can't. Well, because it's 5 days. Like, what is that? That's like nothing.
It's not even $5.
It's not even $5. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just like, come on. You could have like done like, again, multi-billion-dollar company. And this isn't like costing them anything. I hate to tell you this, but the retail, like their cost on running PSN is pennies to the dollar. So, I mean, it's just like, there's nothing here that's just like, well, our overhead's so big. And she's like, no, it's fucking not.
Oh, not we can do the math again, because we've already done the math on how much Xbox makes off of Game Pass and how much like Netflix. My God, if they increase by a dollar, they make $500 million like more a month. Each month, by increasing by a dollar,
and didn't they just increase prices?
Yeah, they just increased prices by a dollar. So by doing that, they now have another $500 million a month in revenue.
But you can't like, give us more than $5,
and no other industry is that acceptable.
Gamers,
like if you did candy bars, you know that would be like. You know, you're making the candy bar so much more expensive, like percentage wise for it. But if you're just looking at like a tool manufacturer or something like that, and they just keep raising them up a buck every time. And it's not just a tool, it's a consumable good. It's nails. How about that? We'll just talk
there
about
you go.
Nails.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have we'll your nail subscription.
Yeah. You have your nail subscription. They get delivered to you, but every couple of months they continually raise the price. At first, it's only like 10 cents for the box, you know, but then it's 15 cents. And then they go, there's a steel shortage. We got to raise them by 50% or by 50 cents. And then they go, oh man, cost to produce these, like, you know,
bird new
machines, a buck. and they do it slowly so that you don't feel it as much. But man, once you sit there and you take stock at it, you're like, fuck, I paid $7 for this at one point, and now I pay 20-something bucks.
And it's all something that we don't technically need. If you remember, all this stuff was free in the past, and they're just like, hey, you know what? What if we made people pay?
And all of this extra money that they're making for is going to making shitty films. You get 1 to 2 out of like the year from Netflix that are actually decent.
I haven't had a Netflix subscription in years. I don't even have one that I'm mooching off anybody, even to say that
from well, you can't.
Non-lying. Oh yeah,
you can't mooch off anybody anymore. That's
and so problem. Like it's just like I haven't done any of that. I mean, I even canceled my PSN 3 months ago before all this. Just because just like, I like these games that they're giving away, I just don't care. We've also talked about like on how you and I aren't huge online players. So it's just like, if I really want to play a game online, I'm going to do it on my PC anyway. So I don't need this anymore. And so now I'm even more glad. Although now I get jack shit for my, because I don't have a PSN, so I don't get an extra 5 days, even though my console was impacted.
And you lose all those games that like you had in the library.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, shit, I was beating those when I was coming out.
True. Yeah.
Dude, what do you think?
Like, for me, I keep it because Ronin will play on them. Like new games get dropped into the like game catalog, and I'll just pull those up and I'll be like, all right, well, here you go, bud. This new one came out. You can go ahead and play this one. And they're like, cool.
And you can always, I can always come back. Like, I didn't lose all those games. Like, they're still there. I just can't access them until I re-up my subscription.
Yeah. Hey, no big deal. So people out there with a kid, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Ooh.
It's actually the way that you share games with your friends, too. So what you do is if you got two PlayStation 5s, like we do, or you got a friend with a PlayStation 5, like, you know, even across the city or across the country, you know, what you do is you log in on that PlayStation 5 once. Like, you're just sitting there and you're like, yeah, I'm playing games on this PlayStation 5. This is my new home console. And that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. So I do that. I do that with Ronin's. Like, hey, sorry, Sony. We share a PlayStation Plus account because you don't have a fucking family plan. I refuse to pay two of those because they're not fucking cheap. I would rather have a family plan.
Even Nintendo has less of a reason to have online connectivity, has a fucking family plan.
Yeah. Microsoft still doesn't. I have to pay $10 a month for each of us on that. I need to cancel mine because I don't fucking play anything on it anymore. Like, I can pick it back up again once they come out with, like, a new cool game. Oh, Doom. I'll have to pick it back up again in May.
The new Indiana Jones game's fun, so.
Oh, yeah, I do need to play that. Yeah. I should play that. But that requires sitting at my desk when I'm not working. Like, not office hours. And I've gotten to a point, like, I think I burned myself out too much with PC gaming after work. And I'm like, I don't want to be
in this room anymore. Yep.
100%. At all. I can kind of do it because, well, on stream, it looks like I have this like really tiny office, but I don't. I've got my gaming chair way over here that I sit back and like recline in, like, not my office gaming chair. This is like a living room style gaming chair. And then I've got my 70 inch right here that I play on. So I'm far away from this computer. I actually even have it turned off usually when I'm playing. Like, it's just down, it's in sleep mode. And I'm just like, whatever. I'm not gonna fucking sit there on my computer and do it. I was on my computer for 6 hours or 8 hours earlier today, 9 hours, 10 hours. Who knows how fucking long it took me to complete stuff. Like, I'm just done.
That's a real thing, man. Like, because I felt that same way all the time back in the day. And you just are like, I'm so sick of this room. I'm so sick of this chair. I'm also sick of my couch because I would move around too. But it's just like, I just need to get out. And then like, it's, I don't know what it is. Like, I leave this office and then I go sit on another couch and I play games out there. It's just like, what's the difference? And it's just the mental headspace that you have leaving your space of work.
Bigger room too.
Yeah.
Like, Your living room is much bigger and more open and everything like that. So, you know, that's, and I think that that's one of the reasons why I don't feel as bad over there playing games over here, because like, I'm up against the wall right here. Like, here's the fucking wall. That's an exterior wall right there. And so I make myself all claustrophobic in here. And then I go over there and I'm more open. And I've got a sound bar and everything like that. So things are
true. The sub does help. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a sub. I don't have one of those.
It's I'm talking about my setup.
It's a two. But downstairs, yeah, it's like the subs help. The 5.1, like the discrete 5.1 that we have, helps with the nice receiver and everything like that. But that's also where Ronin's PS5 is.
All right, man. I think we've done it.
Have we done it?
I think we did it. Look at us. We're just barely there. We're at our final minute. You can roll us out. You can roll us out.
Well, just so everybody knows, I won 56-52.
Good job.
But I think that that's probably because of my funny fucking Five Guys stories and shit like that that I went off on rants. I can see the points just go deep, doop, doop, doop. And then Jason and I went back and forth. And then like after we're done, I'm like, all right, I got to give him like 5 points here. But yeah, so I went, all right, thanks everybody for joining us for I Beat It First. We understand that you have a choice in podcasts and Twitch channels that you can watch during this time. And we're just happy that you're here and that you're listening to us. So thanks for making the wrong choice, everybody. All right. With that, I think we're going to end. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next time, next month.
Hope you find your dad.
Good luck, Storm and Castle.